The outlook for a permanent peace in Northern Ireland seemed a bit brighter this week, but things did not go as smoothly as hoped. On Wednesday, the Prime Ministers of Ireland and Britain unveiled their plan for renewed power sharing between British Protestants and Irish Catholics in Northern Ireland. But neither Sinn Féin, the party led by Gerry Adams, nor the Democratic Unionists, led by Reverend Ian Paisley, would sign on. The sticking point, photographic proof of disarmament by the Irish Republican Army. Joining us to talk about the situation is Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you, Leanne.
The IRA agreed to completely disarm, and quickly, but would not agree to the act being photographed, saying that it was a form of humiliation. Ian Paisley said he could not agree to the plan without photographic verification. Well, are these just details at this point? Is the conflict in Northern Ireland essentially over?
You know, Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley are playing to their bases here. You know, from a practical point of view, Paisley's demand is pretty useless because, first of all, even if you photograph this stuff, how do you know it's everything? And even if the IRA does destroy all the weapons, they could rearm themselves fairly quickly. I think the real issue is, will the IRA go back to war? And I'd say the bulk of evidence says no. The IRA leadership seems firmly committed to letting the political process unfold. And so far, Sinn Féin's success at the polls has been bigger and faster than anyone in the IRA could have hoped for. So, you know, last year, Sinn Féin became firmly entrenched as the party that represents most Catholic nationalists. And more importantly, Sinn Féin has made really dramatic gains in the Republic of Ireland. And in the next general election in the South, that could be as soon as next year, Sinn Féin could very well be the power broker, holding enough seats to become the junior partner in a coalition government. But that's not going to happen if the IRA holds on to its weapons. So the weapons are going to go. It's just a question of when.
In the election last year, the moderates on both sides lost ground, and so only the polar opposites of Sinn Féin and the Democratic Unionists were left in control. And common wisdom at the time saw perpetual deadlock. But, you know, that isn't what happened, is it?
No, the other thing is, I think post-conflict, the paradigm changes. And when, so we use the phrases, you know, moderate and unionist and an extremist. You know, the extremists are the moderates now. The final deal had to be done by Sinn Féin and the DUP. And like I said, they're not doing it this week. Maybe they won't get it done next week, but they're going to get it done.
Do you think things are going to fall apart if this issue of the photos isn't resolved?
I first of all, I think it will be resolved. I think there are other issues that could be a little more problematic. People in the southern government want the IRA to commit to not engaging any criminal activity, and they so far they've ignored that. So I think it will get done, but, you know, the main thing to remember is that we're not going back to the way it was. I got off the phone with a detective I've known for 15 years in Belfast, and I said, Ian, how many people have been killed this year because of paramilitary activity? He said four. Last year it was 11. You know, four people in 1 year. We lose that in 1 weekend of violence in the streets of Boston. I'm sure you do in Washington. In the last 10 years, the peace process has just utterly transformed that place. And so whatever we go back to, it's not going back to the bad old days.
But if there's no immediate agreement, I mean, aren't there still some hardliners, say, within the IRA that might cause trouble?
Yeah, I don't mean to, you know, minimize the extent of bigotry or the potential of violence, particularly among loyalists and dissident Republicans, because, you know, while the paramilitaries aren't killing as many people as before, they still are meeting out this vigilante justice. There's been over 100 punishment beatings and shootings, about two-thirds of them done by loyalists this year.
You know, someone said Gerry Adams is doing what successive British governments couldn't. You know, overseeing the
disarming
end of the
IRA.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's happening. He's doing it.
It is remarkable when you step back and see that. When the deal does get done, I think you'll see concessions just flow on all sides. You'll see the IRA will junk their weapons. The British government will announce a plan to dismantle all the military bases that still dot the countryside. The Irish government will release, there's several IRA guys who are still in prison for killing a southern policeman in 1996. They'll get out. And, you know, the Sinn Féin will sit on the police boards and the DUP will sit in government with Sinn Féin. The one thing I wouldn't hold my breath for, even if a deal gets done, and that's a photograph of Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley shaking hands. And if they ever do get to shake hands, you know, I think it'll be like that scene from The Quiet Man where John Wayne and Victor McLaughlin engage in the sort of death grip and they won't let go of each other's hands as they squeeze it. I just hope I get to see that handshake.
Kevin Cullen is a reporter for the Boston Globe. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.